الله، حي على الصلاه، حي على الصلاه، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، فكاهم الصلاه، فكاهم الصلاه. الله اكبر، الله اكبر، لا اله الا الله،
الله اكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم إنا نعبدك اللهم ربنا اللهم اشفنا واشف المرضى اللهم اشفنا اللهم ربنا اللهم اكفنا بحلالك اللهم آت نفوسنا اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن والعجز والكسل والجبن والبخل وزرع الدين ونعوذ بك من الكهل اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهل البلاء ودرك الشهوة وسوء القضاء والشماتة العداء اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وارحمهم صلى الله عليه وسلم برحمتك يا رب
Thank you. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تقتلوا أولادكم خشية إملاق نحن نرزقهم وإياكم إن قتلهم كان خطأ كبيرا. ولا تقربوا الزنا إنه كان فاحشة وساء سبيلا. ولا تقتلوا النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ومن قتل مظلوما فقد جعلنا لوليه سلطانا فلا يسرف في القتل إنه كان منصورا. ولا تقربوا مال اليتيم إلا بالتي هي أحسن حتى يبلغ أشده وأوفوا بالعهد إن العهد كان مسؤولا. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. الله تبارك وتعالى makes a mention in the Quran الكريم verse 31 of Surah Al-Isra. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ. Do not kill your children out of fear of poverty. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ. We shall provide for them and for you. إِنَّ قَتْلَهُمْ كَانَ خِطْأً كَبِيرًا. Slaying them is indeed a grave sin. The early Arabs, the days before Islam came in the days of Jahiliyyah, if they could not provide for their children and they could not suffer poverty and ghurbat and gharibi, what they used to do, they used to kill their own children. They used to kill their own children. Because I can't provide food for them, can't provide shelter for them, I don't have enough money, etc. So that's what they used to do. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then reveal the verse that by don't do that. It is our responsibility to give you your rozi. We'll give you your rozi and we'll give rozi for your children as well. نَحْنُ نَزُقُكُمْ مَيَّهُمْ. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make arrangements for rozi and sustenance of the birds, anybody? Of the birds? Anybody? Of dogs? Of cats? Of small insects? Which looks so insignificant to us. Allah provides rozi for every animal. Anybody? Do they go to work? They go to work in the morning. They get paid a good wage. Minimum wage. £15 an hour. £20 an hour. They provide for their children as well. Where do they get that? That is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From Allah. So Allah is saying here, don't do that. It is my responsibility. I will provide for you. I will provide for your children as well. What you have to do, you make the effort. If someone just stays at home lazy, don't do anything, and he's got a habit of just asking, begging, Allah has created the system of the world and dunya in such a manner that we can all go out and earn. We have to all go out and earn a livelihood. And earning a livelihood is part of life and is part of being as well. It is farz upon the husband. Farz upon the husband to go out and earn a livelihood. It is farz. It's the haqq of his family. Not upon the woman. Not upon the woman. Now everyone's working, that's a different issue altogether. But it's not upon the woman, it is upon the man. If you're such a good man, a strong man, a responsible man, an intellectual man, then you should be providing. Educate yourself, get a good profession, get a good job, and you provide. That is the most important. That's what Allah is saying here. Allah has created the system of the world in dunya in such a manner that it can be done. But due to the neglect of human beings, insan, being lazy, neglectful, then he's at fault, not the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If birds go out, if animals go out, they look for their daily sustenance and bread. Why cannot human beings cannot do it? When human beings are ashraful makhlukat. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمُ. Indeed, we have honored the children of Adam. which is our duty, our responsibility. And you get sawab for it if you have the right intention. I am going out for my rozi, O Allah, because I know, Allah, you have placed upon me the rights of my wife and my children. That's why I am going to work. You will get sawab for it because our intention. We are going to work, we are going to eat, we all go to sleep, we all do that. But if our intentions change and we make the right intention, because this is the haqq of my family, that's why I'm going out to work, that's why I'm earning a living, that's why I'm doing this. Or children go to study, school, university, college, they're studying for a good degree. The intention is, oh Allah, so that whatever profession I gain from this, the skill development I gain from this, oh Allah, I'll utilize it for my family members as well, so that for their sustenance and the risk, and also for the khidmat of makhluk, for the khidmat of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person becomes a doctor, you get a good wage and a good livelihood, mashallah, nothing wrong. Become a lawyer, become an engineer, whatever. But the intention is not just I get a good house, good car, 4x4, that's for, you'll get that anyway, alhamdulillah. Nothing wrong in having a good car. But make one intention when you become a doctor, engineer, lawyer, teacher. One other most important intention should be khidmat of makhluk, serving humanity, serving the creation of Allah. That's why a great mufassir of the Holy Quran, Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori Rahimullah, a great scholar, he's a great mufassir, amazing man, he was amazing. You should learn about him and read about these scholars. There were legends, you know what I mean? There were legends in knowledge and ilm, and I'm telling you, there were greats in the taqwa and the piety as well, and the closest to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was famous for tafsir of the Holy Quran. His tafsir of Quran was very famous. Mawla Ahmad, Mufassir of Quran is called Mufassir of Quran, Mawla Ahmad Ali Lahori Rahimullah. His grave is in Lahore, in Pakistan. You should go there. Amazing scholar, amazing. He's a big beard, with pagri, amazing, strong, mashallah. Graduate of Darul Ulum Deoband. Graduate of Darul Ulum Deoband. And his story is amazing. You should learn his lifestyle story. There's so many amazing, you learn about it. It's almost simple. He was from a very poor family, from a Sikh family. He's a revert from a Sikh family. Ajeeb or Ghareeb. Just think, a revert from a Sikh family, Allah gave him Hidayah, not only become Muslim, but a great scholar as well. Allahu Akbar. Amazing. Amazing. Anyway, my point is, Mawlana Ahmad Ali Lahori Rahimullah was asked by some individual, because he was a Mufassir of Quran, can you summarize the Quran Kareem in 3 words? 3 to 4 words summarize the whole Quran Kareem. Quran ka khulasa bayan kijiye hame. Bas Quran, pura Quran jo hai, uska khulasa bas. Here's a summary. He said 3 things. Subhanallah. He says 3 things. One, he says, Allah ki ibadat, Rasul ki itaat, aur makhluk ki khidmat. Subhanallah. That is a summary of the Quran Kareem. Allah's worship, obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the khidmat and serving the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a summary and the khulasa of Quran Kareem. Allahu Akbar. Amazing. It's true, isn't it? All the subjects in the Quran, what is it about? It's about Allah's worship, Allah's ita'at, Allah Rasul ita'at, and makhluk khidmat. Khidmat of makhluk. Khidmat of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Causing rahat, creating rahat and aram and comfort for people. Also, one thing, the biggest rozi, what is the biggest rozi? The biggest rozi is contentment of the heart, peace of the heart, tranquility of the heart, tranquility of the soul. That is the biggest rozi. Otherwise, you'll have millionaires and billionaires, but they can't sleep. They've got tension, depression, everything. Why? Because that connection with Allah Ta'ala is weak. When the connection with Allah is weak, then all the tension and the depression will come. No matter how maldar and rich you may be. And the contentment of the heart can only come by the zikr of Allah. Ala bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Allah says, behold, it is only through the zikr of Allah that your heart will be content, that your heart will have peace. Meaning, connection with Allah is important. No matter what you do, where you are, what profession you have, how rich you may be, how powerful you may be, but if you do not have connection with Allah, then the contentment of the heart will not come. Sukoon-e-dil. Anybody? May Allah give us the tawfiq. Further on, Allah Tabaraka makes a mention, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ السَّبِيلًا. Allah says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Do not even go near adultery. Do not go even near zina. Do not go even near fornication. Zina ke kareeb bhi mat jao. Allah does not mention here, وَلَا تَفْعَلُوا الزِّنَا. Don't do zina. Don't commit zina. Allah says, don't even go near zina. Don't even go near adultery. What does it mean by that? It means that don't do anything that would even lead you towards zina. What do you do that may lead you to zina? Watching the wrong programs. Simple as that. Too much intermingling with the opposite gender. Mixing with the opposite gender. Slowly, slowly, too much. TK, if it's necessity, talk necessity. Done, that's it. No need to prolong the conversation and to talk about everything else. You don't need to do that. Necessity, TK. Zarurat, you talked, you needed something, yes, whatever. Because sometimes you may be working in an environment where it's both genders, it's unavoidable. TK, no problem. But you only talk with the opposite, what is required, not more than that. So, anybody, there's nothing wrong in being polite, but then there's boundaries. Nothing wrong in giving respect to someone, polite to someone, but there's boundaries. Very, very important. When we cross that boundaries, that's where the problem is. Anybody? That's why Allah said, don't even go near there. Once you go near there, you'll definitely fall in the trap. Okay? You give a youngster, the age of 14, 15, 16, mobile phone, didiya. He gave you the mobile phone, and now you're not monitoring. You gave him the laptop, you gave him the iPad, you gave the internet at a very young age, but you are not monitoring what they're doing, what they're watching, how this is being utilized. The Wi-Fi is on. Then it's a recipe for disaster. It's a recipe for disaster. That will be very dark. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Don't go even close. Anybody? Because zina is a big sin. That's why on the night of Mi'raj, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the skins of certain people were being cut by scissors of fire. Their skin in Jahannam, unki chamri, Allah, aag ki kechi se kaati ja rahi thi. In Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. When he asked Hazrat Jibreel, who are these people? Why are they being punished in this manner? Prophet replied by saying the people who beautified themselves for fornication, they beautified themselves. They put a lot of makeup, they put a lot of aftershave, beautified themselves. What for? Their purpose was to attract the opposite gender. To commit zina and adultery. Allahu Akbar. So therefore it's very, very important. Normally our women, when they put all the makeup, they go to weddings. At home the husband, they don't put anything. Same old clothes, everything, wearing for so many years. It's supposed to be opposite. When you come, they get ready for the husband. And when it goes, wedding will be simple. When the wedding goes, oh yeah, everything is gone. You know why? And now. When we don't, Allah has placed every rule in every place. You know why? There's a time and a place for everything. Once that is all over the place, that's when all the problems will occur. Simple as that. Then he passed by a pit, okay, in the ground, that he could smell bad smell, bad odor, and a lot of screams, cheekhne ki awaz from there. Allah Akbar. So again, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Sir Jibreel alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that ye log kon hai, who are these people? What's happened to them? The reply was, these were those women. Those women were orate, who used to beautify themselves for adultery and committed those acts that were haram for them. They committed those acts. Therefore, to prevent ourselves from zina, the Sharia has also banned us looking at strange women, non-mahram women. Islam tells us even the eyes, the ears, the tongue, the hands and feet, all can commit adultery. Anybody? The adultery of the hands is by touching. Is by texting. Anybody? auditory of the ears is listening. You listen to them talk. Anybody? Allahu Akbar. Auditory of the eyes is looking. And then it is confirmed and sealed and approved by the private part. So it goes to that extent. May Allah protect us. That's why in Islamic law, in Sharia, those people who are unmarried, not married, and they commit adultery, they'll be lashed with the whip so many times. And if you're married and you commit adultery, then in Islamic Sharia law, they'll be stoned to death. And the whole reason for this very severe punishment is so that it, subhanAllah, protects people's izzat and honor, and people don't do it. So the people don't get into this amal. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. That's why the azab for zina being widespread, and I'll conclude on this inshallah. There's many hadith I'd like to talk upon. As Amr bin As reports, Prophet said that when fornication and adultery and zina is widespread, common, it's spreading all over in a nation, then they'll be afflicted by droughts and qahat sali. There'll be droughts in the dunya. No rain. And when bribery and rishwat becomes common among them, they will suffer great fear. People will be fearing all the time. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to abstain from guna and sin, or abstain from any amal which gains the displeasure and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala grant us a pure life, hayatan tayyiba, a very blessed life. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.